You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Demon Slayer Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science Family Manga Podcast Family Network. I'm here with my man, Luke Hollywood. What up, Luke?
What up, Jim?
What up? I know what you're going to say already.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
But here we are, Luke. Let's get right into it. What are we talking about, Luke?
Well, this I have no idea what you're implying. Mm. But this week we have Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba, Chapter 85. Just like me, whenever I get that call from Jim, I'm weeping.
I knew it. Right when I saw weeping, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Weeping. Weeping with a crazy, chapter title page there with Daki holding her head.
You better be careful. You're going to lose your head, Jim.
Yeah, really. Exactly. And we even talked about the idea. We weren't really even sure what had happened. They do end up saying in this that, yeah, Tengen did seem to do it, but it's just when they first react, it's like pretty much her head fell off. I mean, that's what Tendril. Oh my god, her head just fell off. Did he cut it off? And you have all that. And Tengen, remember what with the end up Daki was yelling, like, I'm over here. I'm big news here. I'm big stuff. And he's like, you're nothing. Stop it. You're bothering me. And he kept yelling about Nezuko and things like that. Well, he says at this point, the fight isn't over. And in this, you're going to have a crazy idea. First off, it's not over because we're still going to be stuck in the entertainment district.
The entertainment never ends.
Oh, it doesn't. So Tengen says, listen, the fight isn't over. Do something about your sister. He kind of is at that point. I mean, she's chomping on his sword, but he's got to do something. You end up where she's growling. She's trying to get out.
Dump it all over the place.
Says, I don't need a snarling little brat to worry about while I'm in battle. Sing her a quaint country lullaby or some other boring thing, because that's not glitzy. It's weird that he says that out of the blue.
Something from Taylor Swift's back catalog, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, that people might get upset at you. She's a little more, ritzy. But you end up where he says this just so they can do that. Because that, and
what a great idea, Ninja Man.
Nezuko, launches them out the window. This poor entertainment district is destroyed. But when they end up landing, you do end up where, Tendril's thinking, okay, what should I, and in of the mind, what should I do, mother? And then, but then he thinks of Tengen saying 2 seconds ago, sing her a lullaby. That's what he decides to do because that's what mom used to do. And Whoa. It is kind of crazy. And it's like, I thought it was like, hush, little baby, but it's like, hush, hush, baby rabbit on
about
the hillside.
Buddies and Eden leaves. I think I'd fall asleep, too. Oh, my goodness.
Damn right. It's a weird song. And then it's like the ears and why they're long. And you got red eyes, things like that. Pretty. But it does have Nezuko ends up remembering back with her mom, who I don't know where she's grabbing at.
Yeah, I don't know what mom's trying to sneak a feel at. Pretty sus.
You've grown since I was brutally murdered.
Good.
But starts singing the song, and that's where you're going to come down. And remember, this whole play was that, oh, you got to watch out for Nezuko. She got angry at one point. She wasn't herself, but she's always been nice and all this. So this is to remind her. Now, in my mind, if it was me, I'd be even more mad. Like, if this is like a Batman, this is just reminding him that his parents were killed. And he's ready to kick butt. But she does end up remembering the good times. And even says, Mama, Mama, you ate that fruit when Tendril was in your stomach. Is his eyes going to be red, too?
Who told you I was pregnant?
Oh, you. No, he's just going to have a horrific scar. That's what the deal is. So she's all happy, and it's nice. And she does end up stop chomping on the sword, starts crying, and then falls asleep. And she looks back to cute little Nezuko, who should just go in her box, right? She doesn't have the demon horn. She doesn't have that. I would wonder and hope that she hasn't left teeth marks on the sword, and that could cause trouble later. But he ends up like, all right. And so what Tendril does to end his part of this, yells, she fell asleep, Mom. She fell asleep, Uzio. So
where's
Mom's
Mom?
Dead. Like, that's the best. Like, Tengen, it worked. He's like, I'm busy over here. But yeah, he ends up where he is going to have to still fight Daki. And you keep going back and forth with things. He thinks that she's pretty tough because she isn't dying. But he thinks that she's lame. because he was able to just cut her head off. And it goes back like, oh, you're not an upper rank. And she, I am an upper rank. No, you're not. Yes, I am. But as he's singing, it's like, man, she won't die. And I'm like, neither will this conversation. I say, oh, because it just keeps going back and forth. And then I'm going to keep trying to be stronger. I'm upper rank 6. I'm really strong. Yeah, not convincing. And then she gets upset and she keeps saying, I mean, she just keeps yelling. And then her body's like pounded on the ground. She's crying. She's all upset. Like, I have a number on my eye, everything, because I'm so amazing. But that is where Tengen's like, it feels like he's delaying this because he thinks that she might die then or something. Because then he's like, cut off her head. But body won't crumble. And she just keeps on babbling. I mean, it's funny.
Crying like a baby.
The joke is that she's just going on and on and on. And he's tired of it. And we know Tengen.
Just like this arc.
Yeah, and Tengen is kind of like a guy, he has the problem with the focus if it's not bling, and this girl,
flashy.
She's just there.
Tears aren't flashy.
Too flashy there with your head off like that, and then you end up where suddenly she cries, and then says, die, everybody die. Then just stops and goes, he cut off my head, Gyutaro, save me. And I'm like, what is this, Calgon, take me away? All of a sudden, and I had to like look. I'm like, oh god! Now we have another demon coming out of her back, you know, because he's got her back.
But
he comes out. This ends up being her older brother, Gyutaro.
I suppose they're really close. They stick together, Jim. Oh my goodness!
He has her back, or he is her back. But you end up where he comes out, and then I'm telling you, I sat there. I'm like, you cannot tell me that the reason why we're continuing at this point is because Daki was pretty much defeated. She yelled for her older brother, who now came out of her back to start round 7. And it did kind of make me roll my eyes a bit. But it does end up, at least it's going to give us something. And if it is Tengen and he's there, we haven't really seen much. I mean, Tengen ended up disappearing for a while. He did a bit under.
He took a wrong turn.
At one point, he just started beating up the street. Now he's gone, and I wouldn't mind seeing him having to struggle a little and fight. Plus, maybe we'll get the other characters involved as well. But the idea that he just came growing out of her back, I was like, that's pretty crazy. And then, you know, her brother's kind of, you know, you lost your head. He's all upset. He's like, all right, you're going to lose your head. Let me put it back. And really what it does in my mind and what I do like, it's pretty much, it's Tanjiro and Nezuko. It's now Gyutaro. And Daki, in that evil sort of way, but he does seem like he does care for his sister and how Tanjiro just ended up helping Nezuko get back to normal. This is the deal. And then says, oh my, your pretty face. You're done ugly. And she's like, yep, it sucks. And he says, oops. You have an asset like that. Basically, he says, don't hurt the moneymaker. You got to watch that. And she's like, I know. She's starting to look better, though. She's starting to get better. And I like where all that's going on, and then finally you see, out of nowhere, Speedster Tengen coming in for the kill.
Whoa.
And you end up where Gyutaro's so quick, he just kind of like turns. You do end up seeing the, you know, the thing on the eye too, which you ended up having Daki mention. We've seen that before, but at least you know, full out. And then boom, is able to stop this attack, and you even
slices the bling.
Yeah, he slices the bling and ends up saying, like, they're actually, now it's an even fight, it seems, and you even have him compliment Tengen. Tengen compliments him, kind of the same in, you know, what would it be in a, like, in martial arts type movie type deal, but I start wondering then, like, what was the deal with Daki? Did she kind of get pushed through? Because I know she had the blood, smooth operator, that sort of thing, but she hasn't been that great. I mean, if you really...
He's not allowed to complain.
Tanjiro was holding his own. He's nothing. And mm-hmm. So you have these. So, I think this is a better fight. But at the end, it's just like, hey, you're pretty good. You blocked my attack. And I was really trying to kill you. You're good. Yeah, definitely good. As he's like the opposite of bling. And just nonsense with these two sickles that look like deal. But yeah, It's the entertainment district. It's Tengen made me laugh more last chapter when he was just like, when Daki's screaming and yelling and he was so annoyed, not even paying attention. This starts up what is the, in my mind, get Nezuko okay so that Tengen or nobody has to worry about her. So she's on the side. So that sets that up. And then you just have to set up the next battle, which is Gitaro. And it's okay. I need a little bit more. I mean, even if the battle would leave, you know, this one location, maybe fight in the street for a little bit or go to, I don't know, somewhere else. You go into one of the houses where girls are yelling, you know, you got hot tubs and buffets. I don't know, something different, but yeah.
Something entertaining.
It's still good enough. It's just that it's getting a little old here in the entertainment district, but what would you give it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was nice seeing the Desico and, you know, flashing back to reality and mom being sus and all that good stuff. But really, once I saw, you know, like, you know, when brother comes in out of nowhere and it's going to be round two, I wasn't very excited. Because while we, you know, it is cool seeing Tengen, this whole arc, we haven't really seen much of Tengen handling business.
That's what I'm saying. He's always just kind of saying flashy, blitzy, hey, I'm going to go off here. And I'm
so, like, while
there.
It is cool that, like, you know, we'll finally be able to see a showdown with him, you know, I still think if this was going to be the end result, we should have been here 20 chapters ago. You know what I mean? You know, we've been spacing along a long time, padding it out. And like you said, we really need either a fresh environment or something just to spice it up a little bit. The entertainment's getting cold.
We might need a little Zenitsu and Inosuke. We got to get them involved.
Must be at least 10 chapters since we've seen them. It's crazy.
It's been a while. And he did leave them at that one point. Like, come on, you got to get them involved too. I have a feeling that they'll show up with Nezuko and Tanjiro when he's put it. And we'll see. But yeah,
like, if this was
going to
be like the full season of the anime. Like, this is like the finale of it, but like, are you going to watch all these episodes just to get up to this?
You say that, I guarantee you that somebody's gritting their teeth like, oh man, that was my favorite.
Well, it's a good thing it's
maybe
not
it's
their podcast.
Visually, right?
Oh, geez.
That's true. Half the time I'm wondering who's it is. But yeah, with that, what score would you give?
I would have hit it with a flat 7, Jim. Oh my goodness. They really need to grow some more bonus points out of their back. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 7 as well. My 7, I don't know, is not quite yours.
7 is mad shade for me.
Yeah, that's the lowest of the low for you. I don't know what you're saying. But, yeah, I'm going to give it a 7. Kind of has to change that, but this might be the change, at least in the entertainment district, mm-hmm. that we can use. So that is that. I know it would be pretty quick. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for joining me, Luke. It's nice of you to join me after eating steak.
Delicious.
And then coming here, maybe drunk. I don't
know.
But with all that, I hope everybody is reading along, and we will be back again next week.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.